Last-minute reminders for voters on this election day. Oklahoma's civil rights trail is taking shape, and Love's Travel Stops is mourning the loss of its co-founder. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, November 5th. I'm Deborah Ashar. Voting locations are open until 7 o'clock tonight on this election day. KGOU's Nick Daniels reports on state election rules for those heading to the polls.
The state election board says leave your campaign hats and t-shirts at home. That's considered electioneering, and it's prohibited in Oklahoma within 300 feet of polling locations. Election officials ask voters to cover or change their attire before entering a polling place to avoid violations. Voters are allowed to bring in voter guides or notes, but must keep them out of view until voting. Taking selfies with your filled-out ballot is common on social media. Officials say you can take pictures with your ballot, but you can't post or share them until after you've left the polling place. Finally, only those voting are allowed inside the polling place. Exceptions include those helping people with special needs vote, and parents are allowed to keep their children with them. I'm McDaniels.
More Oklahomans than ever were registered to vote in time for today's election. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos breaks down the latest registration numbers from the State Election Board.
There are 2.4 million Oklahomans registered to vote as of November 1st. That's up by about 141,000 voters since January and 29,000 since the end of September. Just over half of all registered voters in Oklahoma are Republicans. About a quarter are Democrats and a fifth are independents. Less than 1% are registered as Libertarians. Voter registration numbers don't necessarily translate to voter turnout. Still, in a press release statement, State Election Board Secretary Paul Zierichs says he's encouraged by the record-breaking numbers and hopeful Oklahomans will make their way to the polls. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
The first historical marker on Oklahoma's civil rights trail is now in place. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Anna Pope was in the small town of Boley as officials unveiled the new marker.
Known for its rodeo, Boley is one of more than 50 all-black towns scattered around the state. 13 of the historic towns remain today. The modern towns are being marked as part of the state's Civil Rights Trail. The path highlights Oklahoma's role in the civil rights movement, connecting the state's original black towns with other places like Fairfax, a site of the Osage Reign of Terror. Boley historian Henrietta Hicks spoke at the marker's unveiling.
We're so delighted that you have chosen this spot, this town, to make this first unveiling. Boley is the crown jewel, and don't you forget it, of the black towns.
Officials say the trail showcases locations for visitors, which should increase tourism and tourism dollars for the areas. In Boley, I'm Anna Pope.
A philanthropist and co-founder of Love's Travel Stops has died. The company announced that Judy Love died this morning in Oklahoma City. She was 87. Love and her husband founded Love's Travel Stops in 1964 and grew the business over the years to include stores in 42 states. The business is family-owned and operated and based in Oklahoma City. Love also had a passion for philanthropy and established two foundations to support education, healthcare, and community development initiatives. You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. Our special election coverage begins tonight at 6 o'clock with results from NPR News and local races. I'm Deborah Ashar.
No matter what happens in Washington, the NPR Politics Podcast is here for you. For the latest news, insights, and analysis from the election and beyond, listen to the NPR Politics Podcast.